Hello and welcome to this podcast News Baba. This is Rajat, and here we discuss about the political and economical issues of India with the perspective of world and the world perspective about India. Today's topic is California's data privacy law. The law is called California Consumer Privacy Act. This is the first of its kind, and as we know, the user's data is increasingly used as a commodity by the tech companies. But this new law, which has been enforced from the January 1, gives the Californian people a new kind of control over how companies use their data. This includes right to access their data, right to ask for deletion, and right to prevent sale to the third parties. Now the law has been only implemented in the California state of America, but because of the global nature of internet, it would affect the citizens of worldwide. And let's dive deeper into this California Consumer Privacy Act. There is a saying that more a company knows about you, the more it has power to shape your daily life, ranging from ad of shoe to how the to the selection of house or the job selection you do. It can shape any decision of your based on its advertisement, and finally it can also shape your decision to the candidate you support in election. And this is all based on the kind of data they collect, and according to that they will target your advertisement. So the question is, how or what right does this CCPA gives to Californian user or the global user? So answer is that it would give them the right to see what personal information businesses collect about them. And what is the purpose and process behind collecting that data? They would also see that to whom they are sharing this data, and how this data is being used of these customers. They can also ask the businessmen or businesses to delete their data if they don't want to, and they can also ask the companies to not sell their data to the third parties. User can also get a copy of the collected information for free, and if the user is below the age of 13, then companies need to take permission from their parents. Now, second question is, to which kind of companies does this law apply? So, this law has been made applicable to only the businesses which have gross revenue more than 25 million, and which work on the customer base of more than 50,000, and this law also applies to the this law see the thing is how this law is global. If a company is going to implement a law, it is not going to pick a candidate based on its country. If it is going to implement a law, it is going to be the global. So this is going to affect the global consumer, and there is also some kind of fine system. Unintentional non-compliance would lead to a minor fine, and if the non-compliance is intentional, then it would attract a penalty of very great amount. I don't want to get into the numbers, and there are studies which say that it would take the cost of around 55 billion to implement this law, and in the next decade this law will protect around 12 billion worth of personal information of the user. Now, question is, what have changed in practical terms by this Californian Act? The answer is that this law, although this law has been enacted from the January 1, but there is it would take time to show its ground result. So, companies have started to develop a new kind of infrastructure to make compliance to these new law. Some of the companies like Google, they have extended a new extension in their browser, which would stop them from collecting their data for Google Analytics. And Facebook has already, because it has been already in the courts because of its privacy blunder, so they have already rolled out their plan to delete the data and access the copy of their data. So it wouldn't do much for the Facebook. And we have also seen we are also seeing a lot number of lot of new number of startups pitching, which are helping companies to adhere to the new rules. And so and there is also a lot of criticism to the act, which it is attracting. The thing is that act gives the user the right to stop the selling of their data, but not the collection of data. Means it only reigns in the data broker system, but it does not do much to affect affect companies like Facebook and Google, because these are the company which don't make much of their money by selling the data. Actually, they make data by targeting ads based on the data they collect, because other companies don't pay Facebook for selling the data. They pay them for targeting the advertisement based on the user data. So this law doesn't make any difference to that. And second, third, that it would take a lot of time. So that's all, and thank you.